When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The live show is next week. Live show alert. There is lots of prizes to be won. And when I say there's
a lot.
I can't believe how sick some of these prizes are.
Yeah.
Sick.
I don't think we're gonna, I think we might need some prizes ourselves as well.
Really?
Can we win prizes?
No.
Yes.
Okay, Jazz is gonna win.
I wanna win a prize.
Jazz is gonna win the prize.
I'm gonna play a game.
I'm dead. That means one of you are not gonna win because Jazz is gonna be taking home the prize. But yeah, guys, get a drink, get some food. There's going to be drinks for food. There's going to be a lot of entertainment. We have a lovely host, Monica Lee. Mm-hmm. We have our DJs, Sandra and Hannah. It's going to be lit. Mm-hmm. We're so excited. So yeah, check your emails. Remind yourself that it's the live show is coming on the 17th of October.
Yes. And what hashtag should we use? BGL Live, Black Girls Live? No.
Let's do BGL
because we know that we made a mistake with our name and it's GALS and it's the living without the G. So maybe BGL
Live.
Live. Yeah. So two L's. BGL Live.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. All right, cool. Cool, cool, cool. All right then, guys. See you at the live show. Bye. Yeah. Hey, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Vic.
And Jasmine.
And yeah, I have seen Squid Game.
Woohoo! And we're back in the studio. So proper audio. Yay.
Sorry for the home recordings, you know.
Sorry, just a quick announcement before we forget. Please vote for us to win Best Podcast for the UK Entertainment Awards. Voting is now open. Please, we beg you guys.
Yeah, we would love to win an award this year. So if you don't mind, please, guys, we really appreciate it.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Yeah.
Cool. Squid Game. I apologize.
How can you start off with I apologize? You don't need to because this is what happened to all of us. We all had this sort of realization.
Spoiler alert, if you've not seen it. I mean, it's been out for 4 weeks now. So I was even late when I watched it. Firstly, when I watched it, I said, this isn't a bit of me. I understand why nobody recommended it to me. Not a soul recommended it to me. No one. And I understood why. I don't like seeing death after death after death. And I'm not desensitized to it. I'm not desensitized to shooting. I'm not desensitized to stabbing. I'm not desensitized. And I feel it. Like when I go to sleep, I can, like I watched The Harder They Fall the other day.
Okay.
And it's a Western film. There's a lot of shooting.
Wow.
Shooting in the first 5 seconds.
Is it
it's an amazing horror film. Wouldn't say horror. I'd say Western. Western. It's just gory. Not gory, but just shooting. It's fantastic. Probably one of the best films I've seen.
Really?
Up there. But I'm not going to watch it again.
I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah. I think you'd really like it. Very, very good film. However, I left, I don't know if this is going to sound weird, I left feeling like I was going to be shot.
I
can't believe you laughed.
I'm sorry.
That's the maddest thing you've done to me. That's the maddest thing you've done to me. That's actually
No, it's because
it's too late now. Don't take it back.
No, do you know
you laughed?
Okay, but do you know why I'm laughing?
Yeah? Why?
Because there's one film I watched where I genuinely I think it genuinely traumatized me.
Good. What film is it?
It was 30 Days of Night. And the reason why I know it's mad is because I don't usually remember the plots of films, but this film, I remember everything that happened in it. 30 Days of Night had Josh Hartnett in it. And it was basically the town of Alaska. There's a town in Alaska where for a whole month, they have no sunshine. None. So, and then there was like a vampire outbreak. So, of course, the vampires are like, we're going to enjoy this town, innit? So that was the one film I watched it in the cinema.
2007.
Yeah. So I watched it in the cinema with my friends. I think it was even before. I think we even lied to get in the film. Because I think it was at 15 or 18. I don't remember. But when I went home, I genuinely thought I was going to be attacked.
Firstly, they need to put those ratings up. It's not 15, 18. Put it to 25. I just put it to 25. So when you went home, what happened, sorry?
No, I kept thinking I was going to be attacked. Like, by a vampire. Hmm. That's the only film that's ever done that to me.
That bad.
I've genuinely been shook. Yeah. Hmm. Like, it was definitely traumatizing. Mm-mm. 100%. Mm-mm. A lot was going on in that film.
Mm. And you like horrors?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I don't know. When I was on the train, I was with Toby and I said, I feel like I'm going to be shot. And when people got on the train, when the doors open, I was like, what if someone just comes up and goes bam, bam? Because I'm not desensitized. You know, Jazz is laughing, by the way. You know how people play those games? Jazz is laughing. You are. Don't lie to the audience.
I've been
she's
holding
doing,
it.
She's doing silent laugh. You know when you are in class and your friend's making you laugh and you can't laugh? That's what Jazz is doing. It's too late. Don't worry. I've exposed you. So I deeped it. When my brothers were younger, they used to play shooting games. Mm. I don't do any of the sorts. Mm. I don't watch horrors. I don't watch thrillers. So I don't watch killings. Like, I really deeped it. I do love cute shit. That's a Squid Game. The main character.
Can we dissect him? Because I don't understand his decision making.
You don't still love him, but
like, why did he? The thing is, it's weird because I feel like I did get invested in the characters almost, because with him, I started off hating him, mm-hmm, because he was not a good
dad.
Yeah, he was not a good dad, and then it's like he started this game, but it's like I didn't want him to die.
I didn't mind.
Wow. I didn't want him to die.
Wasn't it Jihan?
Yeah.
Jihan? Nah, bruv. Nah. I wasn't caping for you. Was not caping. But when I was watching, I was like, I know he's at least going to make it to at least episode 8.
Mm.
I know he's not going to die too soon. So that's why every time he found himself in situations, I was like, he's going to be fine. It's everybody else has feeling I was getting shot for.
Mm.
Especially Ali.
Yeah.
He got that.
Yeah. That episode was like a lot.
How can you check your bag and there's pebbles?
Stones.
Pebbles.
Yeah. It's actually mad. Hold on 1 second. No, sorry. Kai, what are you looking for?
I can't remember what I was saying now.
You said, how can you look in your bag and see stones?
How can... No. How can your friend, allegedly, Sang-woo, allegedly, every day you're saying to me, Sang-woo is taking Ali as... Do you know what I like? I like a snake that's a snake. You're a visible snake. You're moving in the grass.
Like that.
Adam and Eve it.
Like that, the main gangster one.
Yeah. Kang is his name?
I don't remember.
I like my villains where I like to see them with my eyes. How are you there telling me, don't show us your disability because they may see it as a sign of weakness.
Mm.
You know, fasten up, boy. You know, you're even giving me money.
Yeah.
Now you're giving me pebbles.
Mad.
No, I'm going to have to kill
and
you.
And I'm not being funny yet.
I'm going to kill you.
In a game of life and death. And in a game where I'm sure Ali told him, yeah, I have a wife, I have a son that I want to go back to. And you said, I'm gonna make this guy run like a headless chicken in the last moments of his life because I know I've taken his marbles. That kind of betrayal, yeah. Like, I was stunned. It's like, I knew it was happening. Like, when Sang-woo was telling him, like, leave your stones with me.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, I knew that he was getting snaked, but it's like, I couldn't help him. I'm like, I'm so sorry, Ali.
Ali, you too. Mm. What kind of a game did you think this was, life or death?
Mm.
In a way, I kind of feel like it's every man for themselves. Sang-woo did the right thing.
Mm.
Weirdly, he did the right thing, but it just hurt to see.
Yeah.
It was just when he emptied it and I saw, I said, no. Bebbles. I feel like the people that are running the game should have been like, allow it.
Yeah. They should have been like, you can't do this. Like, because the reason why I say that, yeah, is because they were trying to act like it was a game of principle, innit? They were like, oh, it's about fairness, blah, blah, blah. How is that fair for someone to trick you into giving you their marbles? That's not fairness. Even when Sang-woo was using the old man's dementia against him, I'm like, that's not fair.
And he knew.
He knew. It's like, that should not be allowed. And the most, what do you think was the most effed up game?
The glass.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
What kind of stupid game is that?
That is not fair either. How can you say the person at the front, basically you're dead?
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah, you're basically.
And dead. That guy, you don't want people to have their morals. Or you know when people come to their senses one day and they say stuff like, all my life, I was a follower. Today I must take the lead. Now you've taken the lead, you've died.
No.
Is this the time to be taking the lead? No. With his speech, oh my life, I've been a follower. Sometimes it's good to be a follower.
I'm not going to lie. Sheep. If I was number one, I'll say, I'm so sorry, we're all dying today. There's no way I'm walking on those tiles. There's absolutely no
but
way.
But also, couldn't they just dip their toe in it?
That's what I thought. I thought surely there's a way. I was even thinking, because you know, like there was metal railings that were going down the middle that was holding the tiles. I was like, surely you can just like walk on those.
Someone said it on TikTok, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Or couldn't they have done it where they run fast?
I think someone tried to do it and
they fell. Yeah. Oh my God. Let's talk about Han Mai. She, player number 212. Pick me. Do you know what I'm about?
Yeah.
The one that was calling
everyone babe.
Yeah. Absolute pick me. And you die because of your love for man.
But she took the man with her.
And you die.
I'm like, okay.
But you die because of your love for man. You are a pick me. She would have won. She would have won or come second, I believe.
Yeah.
Because she was very smart and crafty. Mm. But because she was such a pick me.
Mm.
And she had to die with a message of take down patriarchy, which cool, love it, but what about your kid?
Yeah, it's true. That's what always baffles me about, I don't know. Like maybe I thank God that I haven't ever like been at a point where I'm like that desperate. But I just think they knew. I'm sorry, but the first game, red light, green light, green light, red light, you saw 200 people die in that one game. You had the opportunity. In fact, you were free.
Yeah.
And you decided, I'm going to go back to this thing where I know there's another 200 people that I have to beat to win.
It's also, it's narcissism and egotistic and being egotistical, because only you have to have those two elements for you to believe that you could win.
That's why Sang-woo would have won. He would have, because he was ruthless.
Yeah, he was ruthless. And very manipulative and conniving. But I believe 212 would have got far as well if she didn't love man so much.
Yeah,
she loved man. God damn it.
But I was like, where did this even come from?
When you love man so much, why not?
Yeah, because I was like, it was very sudden to me. Like that man, he wasn't even rating her at first. He was saying that she looked 40. She was like, you look at least 40. And she was annoyed. And then next thing you know,
they're fucking.
Yeah. That was cool.
And she really thought that was gonna make him be like in love with her. I was like, sister, you effed up. Because as soon as he did it, he was kind of like, okay, bye now.
Yeah. He even said, I'm getting my team together, my team of men.
You're not in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, peek to see. Because she even helped her. She gave him that lighter.
Yeah.
But you love man too much. God. Absolute failure.
What a shame.
I would never be approached for that game. Because every time I'm on the train, I sleep. So by the time they come up to me, I would have been sleeping. Because it's usually when I commute to work, isn't it? I'll be sleeping.
I think I'll just air them. If someone came up to me and said, do you want to play a game? I'll just look at you and look at my phone. You know that Will Smith meme?
I'm dead.
Where he looks and looks back. That would be me.
That's very British.
Why are you asking me questions?
To play a game.
On British, on public transport.
In the morning commute.
Yeah. TfL, are you insane? On the Central Line, where it's hot. Heat.
Okay, what would you actually do? What game do you think you could actually win with the game? What game do you think, like when you're watching it, what game do you think you could do well?
Genuinely, I think I would have done well at either the red light, green light. Because I was quite good at what's the time, Mr. Wolf. I know there's the added pressure of getting over there within a certain amount of time. But I feel like I'm quite good at being a statue.
I'm dead. Producer. But then, how big are your strides?
Yeah, this is the thing. You have to balance it because obviously you can't run because if you run and they turn around, you're finished because you're going to be mid stride. So I feel like you have to pace it well. You almost like have to make little movements.
Because my thing is, how can you just shimmy? My thing is, what if I take big strides with my legs wide
and then you lose balance?
And then I lose balance. Like I fall into a split and I fall off.
Do you know what I'm scared about as well? Is that, like, say if, like, the person next to me or the person in front of me get shot and that startles me and then I drop. Do you get what I mean? It's over.
That would be me, because if I see someone get shot, I will scream. I go, that's it. I'm dead as well. I looked at all the games. I was like, I don't think there would any I would succeed in. Probably that.
I think the cookie one.
Yeah. Because I was like, if I lick this.
Yeah.
I thought that too. I was like, if you lick this.
Yeah, I was thinking, yeah. Surely you could just eat. Yeah.
Could come out. But if you, Donnie had the umbrella.
Yeah. And I don't know.
God.
And someone on Twitter said it as well. And I think I would be exactly the same. Like, I would have picked the umbrella because it looked cute.
Oh!
That's how I would have killed myself. But, Tug of war, nah.
I
would have been
love that technique though that they said.
Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah, but it was good.
No.
Marbles, no.
I didn't even understand the marble game.
Yeah, neither did I. I don't know any marble games. Like when I really think about it, I don't know any.
So they would have been explaining it to me, and I would have said, "Well, I've died." It was peak when that man went with his wife.
Yeah.
Did he trick his wife though?
I don't know. They probably had a conversation where they just said, you know, one of us has to. Sad.
Mm-mm.
But he didn't take it anyway because he. I'm not
yeah,
being
did he
funny.
Kill himself?
Yeah, I'm not being funny.
Waste.
Yeah. Sorry. You said it out loud, but that's what I was thinking.
I mean, you might as well try.
Yeah.
Since you're in the competition, to at least give it for. I think they have kids.
Yeah, and this is what I'm saying. So that her death is not in vain.
Yeah, in vain.
I would have been like, okay, let me.
Even with Sanwoo, so you got to the end. What? But it was kind of foresighting because that's what he wanted to do in the beginning. So I was like, oh, okay, get it. He was getting on nerves though. Because every time Jihan was saying to him, oh, this guy's sick, like he went to this amazing uni, he kept looking around like, sketchy. I don't know what the hell
that was.
No, but
about. I would be exactly the same.
Why?
Why are you telling everyone my business?
I'm guessing you up.
No, but sometimes allow it. Like, you know, like we're in a life and death situation and you're here talking about thing and I'm in billions of pounds worth of debt. Like, I'm tired.
Every day I was converting the money, you know, on Google.
Is it? Yeah. How much was the prize money? Because I was seeing it, but I couldn't actually read it.
I think it was 16 million. No, 16 million for us.
Wow.
Let me double check it again. Yeah, it was South Korean won. And I think it was actually 16 million because it took me so long to convert the zeros because there's so many zeros.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, I don't know. But it really spoke to the poverty, innit?
Yeah.
That existed. It's really sad.
Yeah. So you think you would have won the cookie game?
One. I don't know if
out of all the games, you think you would have had your best chance?
I would have had a best chance, maybe, yeah. But probably would have died still. I'm not partaking in what? Nah. Mm-mm.
Yeah, that the glass tower game, I'm sorry, that was not a fair game. Especially when they turned off the lights, that was just
what kind of rubbish is that?
That was unnecessary.
Also, I think it speaks to how miserable everybody is. Why is this a show that everybody loves? Why is this trending on Netflix? Everybody needs
the biggest show on Netflix.
Everybody needs a hug. What Why is a game where everybody's dying in every single episode? What everybody's saying? Oh, Squid Game, Squid Game. So,
I think
Are it's you
because
mad?
I think it's because it had a little bit of everything. Had a little bit of comedy. Had a little bit of sex. Had a little bit of betrayal. It had like a bit of everything, and it was a unique concept.
Yeah, it was really unique.
Yeah.
Did I think it was overrated?
I think you know when I watched it, and I'm not. I hate when people are like that. Like I watched it first, but I watched it
did, yeah.
when it first came on Netflix because it sounded like another show that I really liked. So I think for me, I was like, yeah, this is really good. But I feel like the way people are like,
some people are saying it's the best thing they've ever seen in life.
Yeah,
I do think it's very smart. But then I need to take away the fact that this is not my genre. Oh my God, how is it 11:40 already? In other words, it's 30 minutes have gone by.
No.
Okay.
Not. I think we started at like 20 past.
Jesus, okay. Yeah. I think it's good. I think it's a good show. I just don't hope there's not another series because it's okay.
I think they definitely, even if they didn't think there was going to be a second one, they're going to make a second one. So the biggest show on Netflix, they're going to. God. I just want to know, like, where are they going with it? Like, is Ji-hun going back to participate in another game?
Instead of used to get on that plane.
Is he going back to be one of the game runners?
Idiot. That old man. When I saw him there, I said, say ain't so.
Yeah. I said, ain't no way, boy. Ain't no way, boy.
When I saw, no, I
actually, ain't no way, boy.
When I saw him, I had to put my glasses. I said, is it the same? I said, no. He cannot be. You know what I mean? Where it said, at this time you are sleeping.
Yeah. I knew that was what you were talking about.
No. I said, no, because I was like, it must look like his brother. Then I was like, nah, what are you? Then he was talking, explaining himself. I said, uncle, so because there's greed in the world, you're trying to prove that's length people can go. Uncle, this game is...
But I wasn't...
This game is ass!
Do you know what's so funny? Do you know what's so funny? Yeah, like... I think I was so taken aback that it was him that I wasn't even taking in what he was saying.
I hear you.
No lie. I still don't know the reason why he did the game. I don't know what he said. He said that rich people, they have too... When you have too much money, you get bored easily and you want to do stuff. But I'm like, it still doesn't, like, compute that you decided, like, you would... Murder. I'll call it murder. Thousands, probably hundreds of thousands, because I don't know how long the game has been running, but there was several folders in that room. You've killed thousands of people for entertainment. Mad.
What's the guy that was looking for his brother, the police brother?
Yes.
I can't remember his name yet, but he was adorable. He's like a little puppy. He's 30.
No way.
Yeah. 30 years of age. So adorable. Anyways, he was my favourite character, I think. And when they found his brother, I was like, firstly, the brother is the ringleader. Okay. Secondly,
why is the brother shooting him?
Because when you I don't know.
But it should have been the brother. If anything, he said, oh, if you expose yourself, if they know who you are, then
does that mean the brother's dead too?
No,
I don't know. Also, they said the brother won in 2015. So does that mean? What does that mean?
And this is what I was trying to understand. Like, what's the time period between this? Because they made it out like the brother had just gone missing. Because even when he went to his room still looked like it had just been left empty. And then the brother won the game in 2015. Does that mean he came to live a normal life again? And then he returned recently. I think. This is probably what they're going to explain in season two.
Because we don't even know if the brother actually died.
Yes.
That's what some people were saying on Twitter. I was like, I think he's long gone, but apparently.
Yeah, to me, it looked like it went into his heart, but people are saying it was shoulder. Yeah. Obviously, I don't know about anatomy. But yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
There's a lot more to kind of work out. There's a lot more storylines I wish we could.
And obviously, Uncle didn't get on the plane. I don't know who you think you are.
I don't know why.
Your daughter's waiting.
Exactly.
Oh, I get my nerves.
The child is waiting and you're there going back to potentially die.
If he does, don't come and tell
and
me
I'm
story.
Like, and I'm like, at the very least, put the money in her bank account.
At least.
Just put
and
the
also,
money
what
in
about
her bank
Ali's
account.
Family? You're giving to everybody's family, yeah? But where's Ali's family? Or maybe I missed that one. Did I miss it?
I don't think you did.
You've given it to the brother. You've given it to the mother.
Mm.
Sangwoo's mother, am I right? Yeah. Anyways, maybe that will be explored in season two because I think Ali deserves... anyways.
That was all tense as well when the policeman was infiltrating the thing. I was like, oh, he's going to get caught, man. He's going to get caught. That was another bit of thing where I was like, a bit awkward, but... Mm. Yeah, it was a good show to me. To me, I would like I said like 8 out of 10 for me. I really enjoyed it.
I should rate it. No, I'm joking. I'd probably give it the same, maybe even a bit higher. But it's just because it's not my genre.
Yeah.
We had a lot of you message us about what we saw last week with the blackness issue, and a lot of people saying that they were told like stuff like the way you talk sounds white, or they predominantly live in a white area. And they feel like they're only discovering their blackness now. Or people have just said awful remarks to them. I'm just like, let people breathe. Let people... I think we need to catch ourselves.
Yeah.
Also, because I'm guilty of this as well. But I'm only guilty of it when people who I know weren't in touch with their blackness are now the forefront of blackness. As in, every single thing about blackness, you are the campaign, you're the poster girl for it, or poster boy. That's when it's like, that I don't think is fair. Especially when they're like a light to shade, because it's like, you don't even take into consideration, you're taking up space.
Yeah.
But I do think sometimes we can be a bit harsh on our brothers and sisters. That's what I'll say on that.
Not brothers and sisters.
No, it's true.
There was something that a listener wanted us to talk about. I'm going to pronounce his name. He said that I mispronounced his name before, but I'm sorry. It's just the way I see it.
Who?
Septimus
Prime.
Yeah. Oh, Septimus. Septimus AJ Prime. Okay. Someone called Rochelle messaged us and said that they want us to talk about our thoughts on this. So he asked, is it true that women need minimum £350 to £400 a month for nails, hair, lashes, etc.?
Who? Hey, you are rich. Let me just, because Jess is rich, but
listen.
Instead of to say amen, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Listen.
Don't block your blessings.
Amen, but I feel like people genuinely think that I'm rich.
And?
Kaya's
like, yes, mom's rich. We balling.
I'll be rich in one day. In Jesus
we balling
name, Kaya,
now.
At the moment, I'm drowning in bills.
Stop saying that.
I don't know if you've seen that TikTok.
I finally caught up on the TikToks, by the way.
Yes, I'm so happy. Do you know how happy I was when I saw all your commentary?
I replied to every single TikTok.
So basically, guys, there was a time where I was feeling neglected and abandoned by my good friend.
I can't
Vic
believe this. You're sick. Carry on.
Because I was sending her lots of TikToks, you know, that I thought were funny, but I wasn't really getting any feedback.
Firstly, this girl knows I don't have notifications for social media, period. And also, I told her that it's disturbing my sleeping pattern.
Yeah, that's why I allowed it. I allowed it afterward. When you explained that, I was like, fair enough. I was like, I'm still going to send you some for when you're
available.
Yeah,
I did appreciate it. But the one I need to... Okay, guys. So Jasper's telling me, Vic, when you come back to TikTok, I got you. I was excited. I was like, when I have time, I'm gonna attend to these, and I'm going to attend to these well. Charge my headphones. Got to them. Got some snacks. Ready in bed watching them. Tell me about Jasmine Smith with one guy's toes. Like, the toes.
You talking about PK Humble again?
Is that him?
It's him.
The toes.
It's the same guy.
Were,
I told you.
The toes were toeing. The toes were horrific. said, why did Jasmine send me this? Does she not like me? Do you know what, yeah? Then I think, sometimes I see some disgusting things on the internet. And I stopped sending it to me. Because I used to be that friend, yeah? Jasmine could probably admit.
You're saying you used to.
I've slowed down, Jasmine. Vic. Ah, Jasmine, please.
Vic.
I've slowed down.
Vic, I'm
Jasmine,
sure.
I've slowed down, Vic. No. Jasmine, I've slowed down.
I'm sure. Just 8 weeks ago, surely.
Eight weeks is when I slowed down. Jasmine, I've slowed down, please. Because I used to be that friend. When I see the most disgusting shit on the internet, I'm like, my friends need to see this. I can't suffer. Jasmine, I've seen some disgusting shit on the internet and I've not showed you. Jasmine, I saw something in Australia. No. I can't show you it. I love you too much.
No, you have to. What is
Jasmine,
it?
I'm not showing it to you. You're not going to sleep.
What is it?
No, I'm not sure. Let's not even talk about
it. Is it a spider?
It's not even a spider. This is like a tortoise. Crossplane as a spider, and it's in the side of the room, and it's moving. No way. I'm not showing it to you because you're not going to sleep.
No, I won't.
Okay, I'm not showing it to you.
Yeah, that sounds.
You don't even want to see it. Because when I saw it, I said,
"Are you telling me that the spider was the size of a tortoise?
A tortoise?
No.
And it was hanging on the top of the room.
No.
Okay, let's skip because I know people listening is going to think too fucking sick. But I really, really tried not to show my friends disgusting shit anymore. When I see it. But now, my friends are showing me the disgusting shit. So maybe this is payback.
No, there's been plenty of times I'm like, Vic, I'm sorry. I had to see it, so you have to see it as well. We need to share the disgust.
Okay, what was it that I sent you? What was it that I sent you? That was bad. I think I've been so good lately.
The thing is, it's been on Twitter, and you know we send each other so many things that it's going to take me.
But do you remember Op-Ed?
What would it have been? No, I don't remember off the top of my head.
Okay, let's go back to the conversation about the money. £300.
Genuinely, yeah. If I was about that life, yes, I agree. I feel like...
£300, £400? Monthly?
Yeah.
Are you a celeb?
This is my thing. Because I'm not a celeb and I don't have the funds,
wait, yeah. What are you spending for $300 for?
Okay. Eyelashes.
Okay.
Lashes. They can be anything from 50 to 60.
Call me Poco Banks. Get a calculator. Okay, 40, 50, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wax. Obviously, if you're just getting Hollywood, mm-hmm. can be like, how much did man charge me? She charged me 35. If you want to get your whole body done,
mm-hmm.
then you can be looking at another like 70 to 80 pounds.
Okay, 70 pounds.
Hair.
Mm-hmm.
Depends what you want to do with your hair.
Mm-hmm.
If you want knotless braids, how much would you pay?
110. That's how much the girls are charging, not my auntie though.
That's a good price.
Good for y'all.
Okay, even if it was wig, you want to get a wig in store. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's say you want to buy the hair.
£200.
Yeah, £200.
That's even on the cheap end, boy.
Yeah, that's even on the cheap end. If you want to, get, 20,
what would you do? What would you want to do next month? If money wasn't an issue,
because of how my hair is now, like I'm not really gonna be doing like too much. Like I'm not gonna get braids with my hair like it is now.
But you want to do? You said you want to do a touch up. How much is that?
A what?
A touch up.
A touch up is £100. It's gonna be £100.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a little rich girl. Cox. Sorry, go on.
Nails. I do my nails myself.
Mm.
But I don't want to be doing my nails myself. It's just that my nails grow so quickly that I can't afford to keep up with the infills.
Mm.
So nails would be... How much is that? Like 35 a time?
40. Okay.
How much are we on at the moment?
It's 260.
If you're including feet, mm-hmm. that could be another... £30 if you get acrylics on your on your big toes.
Wow, boy, man, a budget. Anyways, me, I'm budget Ina. When I tell you lot, there's one cartoon that's a scrounger. That's me, bruv. Maybe it's a Disney film. Do you know how much I get my big toes for? £10.
£10. Do you just get the big toe?
Mm-hmm. And get everything painted.
Okay, fair enough. But why is that so cheap?
Anyways, you look, keep going where they're charging you. Anyways, carry on the numbers.
I don't know what else would be maintenance. So hair, lashes, nails, wax. Is there anything I'm missing? I don't know. Some of the girls have been getting a facial. I've never experienced that. I'm so sorry.
That's like £60.
Yeah.
Wow, it really is expensive. That's £350 monthly. So I guess it is.
And that's on the lower end. That's obviously me saying no wig installed. That's just a touch up of my hair.
To be fair, listen, if that's your thing, yeah, and you're spending £350 on maintenance. I don't think I like that word. Can we use another word?
Grooming?
Grooming? I don't know if I like that. It's a bit doggy. Self-care?
Yeah, self-care.
I don't know if that's self-care. Okay, maybe self-care. Some people. Okay. Mm. If you're spending £350 on self-care, I wouldn't feel bad about it. Because if it makes you feel good and it makes you feel your best in it, do it.
Do it.
Life's too short and you're working for your money. So you might as well do it. If that's what's going to make you feel good, 100% do it. But if you have goals and you have bills to pay.
You have to cut down on something.
And you, do you know what annoys? Let me drive people. You know when people are like, oh, I have this to pay. I'm like, okay. And they've got the latest wig. You've got the longest nails. Your toes are always done. Your lashes are flying to the sky. Cool. You add all of that, it's £350. That's the bills.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make up your minds.
That's
when I say
that because I used to be that babe. I'm not gonna lie.
Like
a couple years ago, I used to be the babe that was getting my nails done all the time. Like I was going regularly. But my nails and feet. I was getting.
But something in the background saying I need to be paid.
Yes, I've been. So it got to a point where I was like, I need to do something. Like something has got to give, and I was like, it's okay, it's actually okay to have like a hairy minge. Like I can actually survive. And then I also said it's actually okay not to get my nails done as well. And it's like now I've just invested in a UV light, some builder gel, and I can just do my nails myself. And I'm saving, well, obviously, it's a return in investment, basically. Because the machine cost me like £30. The builder gel cost me £10. That's £40, which I would have spent in one go at the nail shop.
But it depends. It's like, but did you really have something that was like, let's say you had a bill that was £70, but you, instead of paying that bill, you were paying for your nails?
No. So what was happening is, if I had bills to pay, I'd pay the bills. But then, like, my nails are, like, halfway down. Do you get what I mean? So it's like, I feel like I'm looking raggedy because my nails are so grown out. They're even hurting. So it's like, it was just like, why am I... Like, I'm constantly having to pick between, like... Are you all right, Vic?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Do you want some water?
No, I'm good.
I'm constantly having to pick between... like my self-care and paying bills. That's what I felt like. Like 1 month I'd pay, I'd choose, oh, let me get my nails done, not the wax. Or,
hey!
Yeah, like I would have to switch.
Oh, sorry. I completely zoned out. I thought you said I had to choose between paying the bills or the wax.
No.
Okay.
No. But it did get to a point where I was like, you know what? I just need to, let me just cut back on the self-care because I can actually live. Like it's fine. It's actually okay not to do it.
But sometimes you don't want to manage.
Yeah, that,
I heard that.
And that's
that's
what I randomly, like, I randomly get, like, even recently, I was like, why am I managing? Like, I
you have money. I told ya.
I'm going to be sick. But it's like, it got to a point where I was like, I actually, like, it is part of self-care. It's like, why can't I do something that makes me feel good? Mm-hmm. Like, even if it's just one thing, like, okay, I won't go to the nail shop to get my nails done anymore. But yeah, I can get my lashes done. Mm-hmm. I can just get a wax. It doesn't have to be permanent either. I can get my lashes done once and wait for them to fall out. It is perfectly okay to do that. Like, it doesn't mean because I do it once, I have to keep maintaining it. Like, just, you know, if you want to do it, just do it.
At the same time, if it makes you happy, but it's the people that know, I've spent this £70 on my nails and my toes and I have not paid my Sky bill.
Yeah.
That's when I'm thinking, I hope you don't listen. That's where you're going bloody wrong.
Yeah.
Especially if you're working from home. Yeah. So who's doing the nails?
You need to pattern. Yeah.
Just yourself. You need to pay your Sky bill. You need to pay your phone bill. You can't be spending that money on your toes and your wig.
Yeah.
What wig? You're working from home. Or your majority of the time you're going to work.
Yeah.
Do your coworkers care about your fatty inch? They don't know what is even on your head.
Mm.
You need to prioritize. That's when I say, but when sometimes I do think people are like, oh, women spend too much on this, that, that. It makes them happy. If it makes them happy, cool. But if it's a case where you lot are being irresponsible, and also I don't like when people try to make it like women spend too much. Men also spend on bottles in a club.
Yeah.
Why are you buying a table? You spend £1,000 on a table.
Yeah. And more time, like you're spending £150, £200 on a bottle in a club, and in Costco it's £30.
Well then.
And I'm telling you right now, Vic and I could never.
Never.
Even when we're six-figure babes, we could never.
Never.
The ad-lib is killing me.
Just so you know.
But yeah, men do spend a lot.
So when they try to do this thing like, oh, women, they need a lot of money. But you lot will buy at a table just for status. Okay. Yeah. At least these nails and hair, everything is adding to, it's adding to me looking nice for at least 4 weeks. Surplus. You have spent $1,000 on one table for the night.
For one night.
The babes doesn't remember your name.
And to wake up with a headache as well.
Well then. You've just paid for the bartender to reach the bar tab. Or bar spend, whatever you want to call it.
That reminds us, please guys, when you come on Sunday, please buy a drink, buy food. You know, we have to reach bar spend. I actually want to cry.
Not y'all begging. Not you begging.
No, I have to beg. I'm not going to lie. We need to reach boss, but I'm not going to
die. I am dead. what was I going to say? how much do I spend? Let me see. I actually have Excel sheets of my daily spend anyways, or monthly spend.
Mm.
My self-care stuff, like stuff I have to spend on.
Yeah.
I don't spend on hair anymore. Mm. Only because I'm saving, and only because I don't really go out that much. Like I'm majority in the house and working from home.
Yeah.
So if I do get my head on, I'll be my auntie. Max and Payne is like, she was asked for like 40, 50 pounds. Mm. So I feel bad. So sometimes I give her 60.
Yeah.
Depends on the hairstyle though. And then I probably count my medication as like self-care. So that's £8. Mm. You'll probably think this guy's cheap. Then let me see if I can find my spend document. And then candles. Mm. I have to buy candles every month.
Yeah. How much do you spend on candles a month?
So it depends on what my bills are. It depends on like, is it a splashy month or is it a saving month?
What's it? Well, tell us both. Because I can't believe that you... I can't believe that even in your saving month, you still have a budget for candles.
Oh, yeah.
It's cute though.
So if it's like Vic, we're strict this month, then I'm going to Audi because their candles are really good. They smell strong. Then I'll get two candles there for £6.
Okay.
That's come splashing out, I'll probably spend £30.
Okay. What's the best Yankee candle dupe? What's the best candle that you've had actually?
Oh, the Jo Malone Sweet Almond.
Oh, that's the one.
Which I thought they discontinued, but they just have it in a different packaging. So okay. Ask them in the shop and they'll tell them. But it's more expensive now, it's £70.
Hey.
I know. I'm going to buy it soon though. I don't give a heck. So I don't really have much self-care stuff. So I got therapy, £120 for the month. Mm. Eaten out, which I put 100, but it always goes over. And then shopping, like random sporadic shop. I didn't even say that word. Sporadic.
Hold on, wait. No, wait. No, because the more I hear you say it, the more I'm getting confused. Sporadic.
Wow. That cost me, I put 150.
Mm.
And I'm often always below it because if there's one thing about me, I'm going to get it for cheap. Do you remember that time when I said to you about those Pumas?
Yeah.
Puma Cali. When I first saw them, I said, I'm going to get that for £40. And Jasper said, you're actually mad. It was £80. I said, Jasmine, we've got to get this for £40. I didn't get it for £40, but I got it for £50.
Which is still amazing.
One thing about me, I'm going to find a fucking thing. I'm going to get it for cheap. Even the live show dress, it was £100. I think they sold it for £100. Let me see. how much they usually sell it for. Oh, it sold out. Oh, thank God I got it when I got it. Let me see if I can find it. I hate spending full price.
Mm.
Okay, so my live show dress was £100. Now it's 44. But I also got 33. No, I didn't get it for that one. I got another dress recently from the same shop and I got 30% off. One thing about me, I'm going to get a discount. Because you know why, yeah? I have a lot of apps on my phone. And because I have a bit of control,
yeah.
I have apps on my phone. So when Misguided say to me, 40% off, which I did yesterday, I can go and go on my saved items and add it to the basket and apply the 40%.
Okay, I see.
Because I noticed that these shops always give you a discount.
Yeah.
ASOS are always saying, hey, hon, app only 20%.
I think ASOS hate me because I don't get them.
Have you got an app?
Yeah.
I don't know what
they
to
don't
say.
Send.
Don't worry, I'll send it to you. Okay. Actually, though, do you need to be spending?
I don't, I'll be honest. I don't.
Well, let me know if you need to buy something and I'll let you know.
Thank you.
But that's pretty much it. But obviously, but what I will say, if I've got a month where I'm like, oh, I'm going out bears, then I'll get my nails done or maybe get gel nails or I'll get my toes done or I'll get wax. I can do that myself.
I still can't believe you can, by the way.
Yeah, I know. And then what else? Lashes, I'm still scared to do because my friend had a bad experience. So,
oh, really?
Yes, it's put me off. And then what else? That's it, really. But that's because I'm in saving mode.
Yeah.
When I'm in splash now, baby, I'm going to spend.
No, as you should, as you should. I don't think, like, I really, when we were on Milf and Honey, I really thought that Grace's idea was quite good. Like, I've never heard of someone say that before.
What she said?
Where she has 3 months on, 3 months off. Mm. And I was like, that's really...
I couldn't do
obviously,
that.
I feel like you have to be disciplined. But even if it's a case of 1 month on, 1 month off.
I could do like, that. That's what I do. But if I did 3 months off, I'm not coming back. I'm not coming back. And I realised that, like, I eat relatively healthy-ish. Mm. And I went to Brighton on, like, a little break. Mm. And I was eating the best food.
Mm.
And I realised when you eat a lot of sugar, when it's time to eat normal again,
it's hard.
It's so hard because the sugar is in your brain.
It's a craving, yeah.
And trying to break that is so hard.
It is.
So imagine 3 months off, because with me, 3 months off, that means I'm eating Uber Eats every day. I'm not going to come back.
Yeah, it would be rough. It would be rough. I'm not going
to
lie.
Okay, we had another listener tell us to talk about the Jesse Nelson debacle. Firstly, I want to say, if you don't know, Jessie is a white Caucasian woman, British resident. She has a British passport.
Mm-hmm.
She's a resident of Essex, Romford.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know Romford, they're known for Cosmo.
Yep.
Don't know Cosmo? Cosmo.
And the brewery.
The brewery. Cosmo is known as the unlimited Chinese buffet.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend go there. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the proud residents of Yates. Mm-hmm. If you don't know Yates, they used to do... What was the shots that they used to do? 2-for-1 or something like that? Or 1 shot for £3.50?
They used
to have
another club as well, beginning with K. What was it called again?
I would never know.
Mm. I've never been, but I always saw it.
Mm. But yeah, she is a white woman. Now she decided, I've left Little Mix. I'm going to embrace fully being black. I can't stand the Igbo. But that's where we are right now.
I can't believe you said she said I'm gonna embrace being black.
That's what it's saying to me.
I don't know. I think it's just exhausting. Do you know it's tiring. It's tiring even having to say like this is not appropriate. This is wrong. I'm annoyed that because I saw all the tweets before I actually saw the video and heard the song. And I'm like, I'm annoyed that P. Diddy also said,
"Yep,
you can bastardize my song like this."
And he was in a video. That's what I mean. Do you know why this blackfishing happens? Black people co-sign it.
Yeah.
You know that white boy? There's one white boy on TikTok that keeps going, that keeps doing a Nigerian accent. You know people said it to me?
Oh, yes.
I don't know what to say. Like, it's people that don't really know me. Mm. Like, people just know me on the internet and they send it to me. And I'm just thinking, I don't know why you think I think this is funny. There's a lot of things that make me cringe.
Mm.
And it's white people trying to be, okay, blackfishing, number one.
Mm.
Then it's white people that do African, particularly Nigerian accent, it annoys me. Because you always sound like, eh, eh, oh, oh. Stop it. Stop it. It really, really annoys me. And I don't even know how we got onto that. What was I talking about?
Blackfishing.
It's okay. That guy, black people are laughing. You're giving him the cosign. Every time. That's what these people do. The blackfish that she is, Jessie, is fishing and swimming thrivingly, Nemo, because of Nicki Minaj and P. Diddy. Puff Daddy. You lot set. Even Nicki, you know, music business, she didn't even look like she wanted to be there.
But this is how, in a few years' time, she will now turn around to Jessie and say, I didn't want to be on the track. I was told by my
lady. Like what she said to Jessie J. That was rude, by the way. Did we talk about that?
It was
before?
Very rude. Yeah, we did.
Shout out to Jessie J. That was so unprovoked.
It was.
Anyway, Nicki Shah.
Yeah.
Very, very mad individual. So I don't even that. Why is that a good look to be doing a song with Jessie, with Nicki Minaj right now with all the stuff Nicki Minaj has going on? That's not a good look.
It's, I don't know. The whole thing, I think, was just a bit tone deaf. Like, after everything that happened, you know, last year, Black Lives Matter, the fact that it's now Black History Month.
Do you think she knows what Black History Month?
Somebody in the team. Say, hold on a minute. This could potentially go left.
Potentially. But do you know what I realized? A lot of these labels, it's all about the money. It's all about the Benjamins, baby. There's no room for talent. There's no. Yeah. It's like publishing. It's just even like films. It's just about money. It's just about how fast can we get these numbers, these streaming numbers. Watch that documentary with Charli D'Amelio and her sister, her sister Dixie.
Yeah.
Her sister even said it, I don't have the strongest voice. How come you got a record label? A record deal. And what's that famous record guy? Ah, God. And he's always everywhere. What's his name again?
What? Drake's manager.
Oh, not 40. Black record label man.
Quincy Jones.
No. There's another one. Oh, Jasmine, please. What's his name? He's like a black music executive.
Girl.
Oh, no. You know the name. It's like, think Russell Simmons on that wavelength. Oh my God.
I have no idea. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Oh, wait. Did you say Quincy Jones? Like that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
But now I wouldn't know his name.
Sorry, Jasmine. I need to find it. It's going to annoy me. Wow. Sorry, guys. That was fucking horrendous. L.A. Reid.
Okay, yeah.
You have L.A. Reid telling you that you're going to be a star, and you yourself is even saying, my voice is not what Adele is giving. It's not what Beyonce is giving. It's not a Doja Cat. Yet I have a record deal. Why? Because I can hit a billion streams. Again, money. It's not about talent anymore. Well, it probably hasn't always been in some cases in the music industry. Yeah. It's so disheartening because you see people with amazing, especially black women, amazing talent. This R&B.
I know.
I don't even know how the girls are doing
it. And they can't even get like a fraction of the budget. Like I saw people mentioning this and I was like, it's actually true. Like, think about how much money Diddy charged for that sample, and then how much Nicki Minaj's team charged to get her on the track. And you just think, a black woman would never get that budget.
It's sad.
It's insane. It's really sad.
So the fish, I should stop calling her fish. Jessie spoke to a magazine and said, regarding blackfishing a few months ago, she said, the whole time I was in Little Mix, I never got any of that. So she never heard about the blackfishing. That's what she said. And the whole time I was in Little Mix, I never got any of that. However, she was dragged on Twitter multiple times for being a blackfish. Then she said, when I came out of the band, people all of a sudden were saying it. I wasn't on social media around that time. No. So I let my team deal with it because that was when I'd left. But I mean, like, I love black culture. I love black music. That's all I know. That's, it's when I grew up. I'm very aware that I'm a white British woman, and I never said I wasn't. Firstly, why is your wig so fucking high?
But yeah, not...
What are you storing? You know when they say storing biscuits?
That, yeah, that is insane. But not even just that, yeah, but it's... People that blackfish love to say, I've never said I wasn't a white woman. That's not the point. We're not like trying to debate your race here. Like that's the
whole
point.
Yeah, we know you're white.
We know you're white. That's why we're saying you're blackfishing. What we're trying to understand is why are you and Nicki Minaj looking like you're the same color in the video? Mm. That's what we're trying to understand.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Why is it that you're doing I want a bad boy and have black men in the video with do-rags on? Oh, like God. When...
shivering.
why is there not white men in your video?
I think they might be, but
please tell me they're not wearing do-rags though.
I think they are, Jasmine.
This
do you know what?
Why is Chris Hughes not in your video?
Jasmine has a point. Because do you know what? Yeah. If it was why's my wife on the work? If it was white men why can't you have white men doing the bad boys? Why can't you have the white men do that? No, yeah. You want to blackfish and prove you're a gangster.
Yeah.
What happened to black men?
Yeah.
Why can't you have the white men? Purely white men.
Yeah. Purely.
Okay. Let me double check, Jasmine. Because I do actually... Okay, there's a white guy. But I do think it's majority of black men.
Mm.
Actually, no. I think you're right. There's one... Okay. When she's pretending to be a gangster and she's on a bike.
Mm.
God, this is actually so bad.
It's bad.
If I was on her team, I think I would say something. I'd lose my job. I'm scared because I'm about to lose my job. I'll lose my job. But I say, listen and listen well. The cooking and the frying, this girl that's gonna await her is more than she can handle. So I would advise you to stay white. Stop with the Michael Jackson. Stay white. I would advise you. Mm. I would say you don't have to take my advice.
Yeah.
But at least somebody's advising you.
Yeah.
But I would accept I'm going to lose my job because I feel like she has a lot of people pleasing on her team. Again, yeah. What I say is about streams. It's the second trend on TikTok.
A lot of these artists, you can tell that they are surrounded by people pleasers.
Yes, man.
With certain people, I feel like they just don't care.
Can you see that? Or just has 2020.
Yeah, see, why is the white man...
It should have been all white men.
He's wearing a basketball jersey. He's crossing his arms. He looks like... what's his name? Birdman, basically. With his arms crossed and he's got his cap turned to the back.
No, but Jazz is right. If you were doing this music video, you should have had it. You should have just had all white people.
Yeah.
Because and let me know for
like,
real.
You know like Maroon 5?
Yeah.
For me, I feel like that's a bad boy. Why couldn't she
Adam Levine?
Yes. Why could she not have Adam Levine's in the video?
Right. Okay.
Why did they have to be black men?
I'm done today.
That's
no. Call upon Justin Bieber. Call upon Post Malone.
Call upon
Jack Harlow, who I love now because I really can't stand white rappers. Do you know what? I hate white rappers who are like, "I'm a white boy from the East Side, trying to tell me not to rap because I'm a white boy." We get it. You're white, but we get it. But I feel like Jack Harlow.
I'm dead.
It's cute. He's like, I want to see some ass. I'm like, yeah. I want to see some ass. I want to see some. So I like him. He's cute. Call upon. Who else? Chris Evans. That's a bad boy.
A bad one.
Say baddie, even. He's the baddie.
Yes.
Call upon. Who else is white?
Who can we get? No, not thing. Oh.
Call upon Loki. That's a criminal.
What about Eminem?
Call upon Eminem. Why have you got Diddy in there? Call upon Eminem. Call upon Robert Pattinson. Call upon Zac Efron. Call upon Gerald Butler and call upon Daniel Craig. And also call upon Jude Law.
I can't believe you said
and
that.
And while you're at it,
Gerald Butler.
Call upon fucking
Gerald Butler is just minding his mouth.
I don't care. Wake up. And call upon while you're at it. Call upon that man that doesn't like to watch Ashton Kutcher. And while you're there, why don't you call upon Chad Michael Murray? Oh, I'm dead. Then when you get some time, why don't you call upon Enrique Iglesias? Leave black men out of it.
I'm dead.
But do you know why? Because you need the black people to co-sign the black fishing.
Yep.
Oh my God.
That's why. Do you know what it reminds me of, yeah? Like that video, I'm not going to lie. Maybe I'm exaggerating, but it reminded me of Honey. Do you remember Honey when they were at the music video? And I just feel like they just said, we need black people in this video. That's what I feel like they did. Genuinely, I feel like they were like, bad boys, black.
Ah!
And to make sure...
Black!
And to make sure you know that they're bad, put them in caps and durags.
No, I'm dead. Just...
But you can see it. You can literally see what they were... Yeah. Like what they were thinking in the boardroom.
It's so ignorant. And you can tell that the people involved had like no
awareness.
Because the video is so like... I don't have the words. However, I find it hilarious. Everyone was talking about on Twitter, is it okay for people to appropriate when you like them? Yeah.
Do you know what I saw today?
Yeah.
Do you know what I saw today that killed me? You know that tweet where people are saying, what's your favorite cultural appropriation or whatever? Oh my gosh.
Firstly, this song, have you guys heard this song? I'll play it.
Senorita.
I thought a black man wrote that song.
When you first heard it. So did I until I saw the video.
I'd never seen that video in my life.
No way.
And because everybody was like, oh, he's from Bermuda. I was like, that's not even the issue we have here. I thought it was a black man. So when I'm seeing a white man again, I was just like, do you know what? Good. Kudos to him. The song bangs.
I think he even came wireless one time.
What?
Yeah, his set was actually right as well, I'm not gonna lie. All right, this one.
Oh, not Skepta. I'll never get this day. I actually like this song.
It was actually a banger.
Shake them.
And the shoulder shimmy he did in this video, yeah.
Serious. Word to Jeremy.
Serious. So yeah, there's basically a tweet online saying, what's your favourite cultural appropriation song? And bare people have quoted.
When I tell you that Gwen Stefani was in a motherfucking bag.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that Luxurious is getting the plays it's getting right now on TikTok. Because I've always loved that fucking song. I've always loved her music. There's one song that she's singing. I'm never going to sing it.
Do you know what? Yeah. Oh yeah, and this Timbaland song, it was a... Oh my
gosh. That beat is dirty, bro.
Absolute fucking banger. Oh my
gosh. I didn't even realise that was a cultural appropriation.
The thing is, wow, I think
it's subtle, isn't it?
I think there's like a different... The thing that makes it deep is that one of the lyrics is, I can't even understand a word you're saying, and... Then the sample plays. So it's a bit rude.
Oh, he said that.
That's what he said.
Oh, what an idiot. There was something as well. There was a music video where this guy was in between two Asian women and one of them said to him, your hair is nappy.
Huh?
A lot was happening in the 90s. A lot of that was, but it's not she was saying it. Like, she might not have even been saying that, but they had like a subtitle.
Oh,
but like, it was the black, it was his song.
Yeah.
That's what he, anyway.
He wanted it.
The Gwen's funny song that I read out was called Cool. I used to pretend I was in love when I used to listen to that song. It was so cute.
I used to love that banana song.
Really? I
used to love
it. Not really one of my favourites, but it taught me how to spell banana.
And yeah, she was in her bag back then. You know that song with Eve?
Blow
your mind. What?
When I saw the music video, I said, maybe I'm going to be a bad girl. I was thinking, I'm going to be a gangster. What are you saying? I'm gonna wear a crop top.
I'm actually crying this episode.
Oh, I used to love Eve with her tag. I was thinking maybe I'll get one.
Yes, the my pores. Breasts. The pores, yes. Mm-hmm.
Let them know that I'm a real gangster. Gangster loving. But yeah, man. People are like, what's the difference? You lot didn't drag Ariana what we did. Well, not me, boy. I'm never gonna drag my baby. But you lot did.
The thing is, I do agree. To some There's like a fine line in it. I think there's a fine line between appropriation and appreciation. Mm. Sorry to be cliche, but it's like, I do think context is important as well, because I do think the whole, for example, if Jessie was in her, like, even if she created the same song, mm-hmm. but she did have the Adam Levines in there and stuff, mm. I'll be like, you know what? Fair. It's sort of like, we're having that sort of appreciation of like musical culture or whatever, but you're still a white woman. Do you get what I mean? But when you start to blackfish and when you start to stereotype black men.
Exactly.
I'm not feeling it.
Also, why are you not proud to be white? Mm. That's a conversation white people need to have.
Yeah.
You need to be proud of who you are. Mm. Just how black people right now, we're proud of our blackness. You're infiltrating us. You're trying to beat us. Mm. Be proud to be white. I think, I don't know who's going to lead that revelation in the white community.
Yeah.
Decide amongst yourselves.
And I think also when you are proud, just be careful, because there's a fine line between...
Oh yeah, thinking your race is the best.
Yes.
Yeah. When I say be proud to be white,
the thing with us, with black people, mm-hmm. is that when we're pro-black, mm. we're not saying we're superior. Mm. It's never been that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But usually when people say pro-white...
I don't mean be pro-white.
They mean...
No. That's not what I mean. Yeah. Sorry. What I mean is, be a Jennifer Aniston. Mm. Be proud to be white. Mm. When I say be proud to be, I mean be white. Not even be proud. Be white. Mm. Have your hair the way it is. Mm. Natural state. Mm. Fake tan a little bit if you want. A little bit. Don't go to the extent.
Just a little glow, innit? Just a little bit of sun-kissed.
When I say this, I mean be Cameron Diaz. Mm. I mean be Drew Barrymore. I mean be... Who's the lady from... actually, no, she's not a good example, because the other day she was trying to be Jamaican.
Who?
Your show, Games of Thrones.
Oh, no.
Emily Clark.
Emilia Clark, yeah.
When I say this, I mean be a Gigi Hadid. Mm. I mean be a... I'm trying to think of some names. I'm trying to look on Google to get some inspiration. I don't really know many people right now. I mean be a
Margot Robbie.
Mm. I mean be a Reese Witherspoon. Mm. I'm really saying names because I really want this to be in people's minds. I mean be a Demi Lovato. Mm. Actually, she's not. Is she white? Mm. She's 1% African, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean be a Lady Gaga. Mm. I don't mean be pink in her heyday.
Yeah.
Because that's... No. Mm. And also, think about your audience. Mm. I think Little Mix thing was always like, we have a young audience who are... influential, and now you're a white woman pretending to be mixed race. Yeah. What the bloody fuck?
I think as well, my issue is that I feel like, is it genuine? This is my thing as well.
Oh, is this her truth?
Yeah. Like, is this your truth? Like, you genuinely felt like you were held back in Little Mix because this is the kind of music you wanted to create. This is your brand. Is this your brand? Or are you gonna do a Miley Cyrus or a Pink and be like, actually, I didn't want to be like this, and this is my true musical form in a few years' time. Like, don't just pick up blackness or black culture or whatever and then drop it when it doesn't serve
you. When it's not
anymore.
Hot. When the drag is too much.
Yeah, when it's not hot. Like, stand
beside it.
Yeah, stand beside it.
I'm going to stand beside it.
Yeah, stand beside it.
Blackfish to your blue in the face. But my thing is...
But make sure that, God forbid, if there's any other Black Square Summers, that you are right... They're front and center that you are speaking up. Because last summer, I believe you were silent.
That's the thing, Jazz.
I believe you. A lot of people believe you were nowhere to be found.
A lot of people said she was quiet. So do you know what that makes me think? I could be wrong. That makes me think she might be a raging racist. Mm. Do you know? Sorry.
I think she's one of them saying the N-word because, you know, it's in the song. I'm not trying to be racist. It's in the song.
I could be wrong. Obviously, I don't know her from Adam and Eve. But I feel like she could be raging. And when I say raging, I mean like, when people say raging racist, it's not just N-word to your face. It could be, I'm talking about Black Lives Matter issues and you're silent. Or you say to me, you know, some white people, they love... I met a white person recently and they said to me, oh, my grandparents are racist. And I thought to myself, would you say that if I was white? No. Why did you say that to me?
And what do you expect me to say now? Because now I'm looking at you sideways and now I hate your grandparents.
Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh no, they won't be racist to your face. They'll be like, when you leave, they'll be like, oh, she was nice for a black girl. What am I supposed to do? Anyways, I feel like that's what it's giving. Because you don't even have no black square. And for us, that's somewhat of an indicator. Oh, you weren't even vocal.
Yeah.
So, but now you want to be doing bad, bad boy.
Mm.
With bandanas and braids. Mm.
And Nicki Minaj.
It's not giving. Anyways, there's good music out. Go listen to Jules' new album. Is there anything, Jasmine, that makes you laugh so much when you just think about it?
There was a video I watched the other day on TikTok and I genuinely cried.
Mm.
It was a video of a man that drank a whole can of Fanta in one.
What?
In like one go.
That's weird.
And he literally looked like he was flying. And you know what? It wasn't just the video. It was when I was reading through the comments as well. The TikTok comments are like a different level.
Mm.
Especially when like you can see the video playing in your head again. Like, it's just so funny.
No, definitely.
What about you?
I was thinking about that Chanel video. I was explaining it the other day to someone. That before I could even explain it, I was just laughing. Like, uncontrollably. Because I'm just thinking, Chanel! Basically, if you guys have not seen it, just go into TikTok and write Chanel. It's basically this woman lost her parrot and she just screamed the parrot's name. I don't know why it's so funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
It's ridiculous.
It's so funny.
Also, Instagram was down the other day, but why is my screen time still high?
I think we were all double checking whether it was up again.
And you always get these people, when Instagram goes down, you get these people being like, oh, influencers have no job now. But can I just tell you something? Influencers post one ad and that's more than our wage for the month.
They're actually set for the month just from one post.
One post is 2K. Who is laughing?
Yeah, I really need to know, like, who do people think they're above? Like, I mean, not even above, but who do you think the winner is?
It ain't you.
Because it's certainly not me. It's certainly not me.
Because
it's not I.
Everybody, and I saw some people dragging influencers as well for the Sky ad. Have you seen the Sky ad? Yeah. Every single influencer. I saw some people, I said,
it's hard to advertise for Sky, you know. I think what people need to like really take it in. Like, if Sky said, I need you to do an advert for this TV show, what are you going to do?
I'm saying yes, bruv.
No, no, no. I'll say yes, but think about what is your picture.
Oh, okay. Firstly, I'm not talking about there was this awful attack in, oh my God, where was that awful attack? Oh my God. There was an awful attack in Ukraine, like a nuclear accident.
Oh, the Chernobyl one.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
that was bad.
So if you guys don't know, this was like 1986 yeah. And I think there's a TV show or film about it, there right? Is. Eli?
Eyal.
Ha!
Without fail, every single time. Eyal from Love Island, the previous series of Love Island. You actually liked him as well.
I'm so sorry, sir.
Yeah, so he had like a collage of expressions as his ad for the show, and just it wasn't good. It was not good.
Why have you got the name of the incident and you've got a gasp face? But write down Eyal's name and write down Sky on Twitter and you'll find it.
Chernobyl.
Oh my God. It was bad.
It was bad.
I'm not talking about that ad. I saw he was getting cooked.
What's that mean?
I saw 50,000 likes.
Shit.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sorry, you were saying, what's that meme?
Yeah, there's a meme where it says, this brother getting cooked or something like that.
That cooking was serious. Yeah. No, but recently Sky have a new TV.
Mm.
I even hate talking about this because I feel like I'm promoting them. They ain't paying me.
Yeah, let's not.
Anyways, let me not talk about too tough. Go ahead and research it if you don't want. But anyways, they're promoting a new product, right? And every single influencer under the sun was promoting it on their thing. And I saw some people tweeting, why is every single influencer under the sun promoting this? I was thinking, because they're probably getting $2,000.
Listen, if you ever see me doing a shocked face like Eyal on my Instagram.
Not like I would allow you to do
just,
that.
Okay.
But shocked face is something else.
But comment and still say, oh, I'm going to watch that show. Mm. Don't ask no stupid questions about why I'm doing it. Just know I'm getting paid. Just know I'm drowning in bills. So, like it. Say you're going to watch the show.
Just and, like it and subscribe.
And be looking. Yeah. And be moving.
Like and subscribe. I saw this. So Twitter doing this thing now called Best Tweets of the Week. There's an account. Go right down Best Tweets of the Week. You can follow it.
Yeah.
And they're doing it weekly now. And there was one tweet that they found and it said, this woman said, I'll send my resume anywhere. I don't care anymore. I just applied to be a doctor. And it reminded me at uni. Do you remember at uni, like during the stage where everyone got like placements? Everybody. Yeah. And I was like, when the fuck did you lot gather together to agree to get a placement at the same time? Anyways, I remember that. I was freaking out. And then I applied. No, no. It was either everyone said they had a placement or they had a job lined up. And I was like, when did you do this? That's the thing about uni. You need to be on your own. Because a lot of people say to you, oh, I'm not applying anywhere. Or they don't tell you they're applying.
Yeah.
Next week, they got a job.
Mm.
And you're there behind. Anyways, I started applying for everything. And you know, Indeed has the one click.
Yeah.
I was applying for everything. I was applying for head of editorial, investigative journalist.
I'm dead.
Head of copywriter, senior editor. I was applying for everything with no experience. And now I have to do some.
I respect it.
And now I have to do some hiring in my job. Yeah, I look at some CVs and I say, "Don't worry. I've been there. I've been there. I've actually been there.
Oh, gosh.
You just graduated and you're applying for senior role.
Finished. Oh, it happens. It happens. Right. Let's get into Black Excellence.
Yeah, sure.
Before Brent kills us. My one is You've probably heard it if you're on TikTok. All right, so that song is by someone called CK and it's called Love Nwanti TT. And it's just become the most Shazammed track in the US.
Wow.
So that's after Wizkid. He's now beat Wizkid and he has the most Shazammed track in the US. And apparently the song's been out for like 2 years. So it just goes to show you like the power of TikTok.
Whew.
Insane.
TikTok, blow up our podcast.
Yes, blow it up.
To be fair, we now have 20,000 followers on TikTok. 20,000. Oh,
thank
wow.
you so much.
Oh, for no, England. We really do. It's crossed it. Yeah, 20,000, guys. Thank you. So. Yes, I'm so happy. We want to praise God. Thank you so much,
thank
guys.
You guys.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, it's been 3 years.
Since
the pod.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Black Girls Living.
Thanks for rocking with us, guys. Three years.
3 years. Listening to us.
Let's celebrate.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey. Hey.
Come on.
Hey. 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 I'm dead that this is the song you chose.
I am sugar down, sugar down.
And I've asked my friend, I had a Turkish friend, and I was like, what is he saying? Yeah. And they said, it's not.
But it's gibberish.
Yes.
Oh my days.
Please.
So
tell
Turkish
me,
people weren't even rating Skepta.
Obviously, if anyone is listening and I'm incorrect, or like,
do you know how funny that is?
Was my friend lying to me? But tell me, does it mean anything? Please tell us.
If your friend's telling you the truth, do you know how funny that is? Because that means that Turkish people weren't even rating Skepta. Do you know how... Please, I beg you. No.
Oh, gosh.
I can't even put into words how funny that is. Please.
Yeah, please confirm or deny. For us.
My Black Excellence is a James Samuel, the director of The Harder Day 4. I just thought the cinematography, I can never say that word fully, but it was just genius.
I can't
music,
wait to watch it.
Soundtrack. I was trying to Shazam all the songs. It just... But it's the playlist is coming out.
Okay, good.
I think the playlist was... There's a Jay-Z song on there. Jay-Z produced it. That's why Beyonce was in London.
Beyonce.
She was looking nice.
She was looking amazing.
I really love her outfit. Some of these outfits are... I think sometimes when you get to a certain age, you get in your auntie bag. I think she's in her auntie bag.
Yeah.
But
I think she's like... I don't know if she's trying different stylists or whatever, but it's like sometimes, Beyonce, I need you to pause. Like, whoever sorted you out for the Harder Day Full premiere,
They need a pair of eyes.
Stick with them for a bit.
Like, just for a bit.
Yeah, just for a little bit. Mm. Let them do their thing, maybe for a year or two, and then maybe you can try something new. But just stay right here.
Because sometimes her dressing is...
Yes, sometimes it's very... It's not giving...
I think it's the auntie.
Yeah.
The auntie in her is coming out.
Mm.
I can't blame it, you know? With age.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, want to try some auntie looks.
Mm.
Maybe a thing, I don't want to be like these spring chickens anymore.
Mm.
But sis, you can pull it off. Like,
yeah, she can. She can.
It's when she does... It's when she does the exaggerated shoulders sometimes.
I don't even know. What's on the top is not... necessarily fitting with the bottoms and not necessarily fitting with the accessories. That's all. It's just sometimes it just feels a bit...
Not the accessories.
It feels a bit like blue has chosen your outfit.
Okay.
Okay.
Right then. Shook of them.
Okay. Right. So thank you for listening to another episode of Black Girls Living, guys. Catch us at Black Girls Living on Twitter and Instagram. My account is jazz_BW.
I'm on Vic Sunisi on Instagram, Victoria Sunisi on Twitter. And yeah, you can catch us on Black Girls Living on all socials like TikTok and YouTube. Yeah, have a blessed week.
Bye. Yeah, bye.